Of course, the majority of Haitians displaced by the earthquake are still in Haiti. There are 1.3 million people living in tent camps there, and daily life remains a struggle. Imogen Wall is the United Nations humanitarian spokeswoman. She's been in Haiti since March. Imogen, at this point, what is your biggest challenge in the humanitarian effort?
Oh, well, if we could narrow it down to one challenge, that would be a start. This is an extremely complex emergency with many, many serious issues we're trying to address. One of the most immediate at the moment is obviously we are deep into hurricane season and making sure that we are ready to respond and that we are doing as much as we can to protect the very vulnerable populations across Haiti is a major priority for us right now. Aside from that, the biggest challenge is simply keeping the show on the road. We put in something like 11,000 toilets, but those toilets have to be cleaned, emptied, the sewage managed. People have to be given fresh water every day. We have to keep the basic medical services going. And that, with 1.3 million people in tents and the level of problems with infrastructure here that we saw before the quake, we have to be realistic and say that those people will be in those camps for some time to come while the reconstruction effort continues.
Well, before we get to the hurricane season, how well is that going with, you know, just dealing with sewage in these camps for 1.3 million people?
Well, I mean, it's a huge daily challenge. Normally, you come in as a humanitarian response and you are the temporary support system to an overwhelmed country and a traumatized people in desperate need, and you keep that going until the normal systems resume. Haiti is a country that was so profoundly damaged beforehand that in many cases those systems simply weren't there anyway. So you're looking at a city where maybe up to 80% of people were living in some conditions or close to some conditions before the quake. So the systems we're putting in place are in some cases better than those that were available here beforehand. So it's just keeping that going is a huge challenge, and how we transition out of that and end up with something that is a permanently improved Haiti. That's the real sort of question at the heart of all of this.
It sounds like what you're saying is that the sewage situation in these camps is unsatisfactory. So tell me how, on top of that situation, you're actually preparing all these people in the event of flooding or mudslides.
Well, there's a lot going on. We're doing a huge amount with pre-positioning, with making sure that there are emergency supplies, food, water purification tablets, tents available in country and ready to move at a moment's notice. Things like hiring barges and making sure there's fuel and helicopters available, because the chances are a hurricane would do serious damage to the road network here. Identifying who is going to lead on a response in which area, who the key government counterparts are, making sure those relationships in place, making sure we're ready to launch a response. That's a big part. But also, particularly with the camps, doing mitigation work is really key. Making sure everything is secure, the tents are tied properly, making sure that all the trenches are dug and where there is drainage that it's cleared and it's ready to cope with water. And also just a lot of public information work, helping people understand that we cannot evacuate 1.3 million people. So we have to make sure people know where to go, know where the higher ground is, that camp managers are prepared to lead people out if they need to evacuate. But it's a question of working with people to help them prepare themselves and their families for the worst.
Right, but I'm hearing about a lot of Haitians and reading their comments online. They're very angry. I mean, 1.3 million people still in tent camps where they don't even have the money to buy clean drinking water. What do you say to those people?
I say, we hear you. I mean, if we could get everybody out of camps tomorrow, we would do it. But the reality of large-scale disasters is that this is what happens. We had people in Aceh for 2 years in tents. It wasn't because anybody wanted them there. It's because it takes time to do things properly.
Aceh, where the tsunami hit.
Aceh, where the tsunami hit in 2004. Exactly. I was there for a year and a half. As I said at the start, you know, we have to be realistic about what we're up against. And doing long-term reconstruction, where you're building permanent structures in which people are going to live for the rest of their lives, you have to get it right.
This hurricane season was supposed to be the worst hurricane season since 2005. That was a forecast. How has Haiti fared so far? What's the weather been like?
Actually, I think we've been incredibly lucky. And I'm speaking to you today in clear sunshine. We have had a few serious rains. One camp was badly hit about 6 weeks ago. But I think so far we've been amazingly lucky, and we can only hope that that continues. We track every hurricane. I can't tell you, I've never been so aware of rain in my life. We watch everything to see if it's coming our way. But the peak of the hurricane season is not till well into September, so we're very far from in the clear.
Imogen, how long do you intend on remaining in Haiti?
Well, I will probably be here until the end of the year, but as an operation, we knew from the start this would be 5 to 10 years. Actually, it was 5 years. Sri Lanka was a similar time. And with what you're looking at here, it's going to take a very long time to recover and to move beyond this quake.
And finally, Imogen, there's a $10 billion aid package that's been promised to Haiti, but only about 10% of that money has materialized. Where is that money?
Well, it's still with the donors, and that's a huge problem. That is one of our most serious problems. We had a large number of projects approved by the Haitian Interim Commission, which is the government body leading on reconstruction, and we're ready to start, but we don't have the funding. There's only so much we can do without money, and as we look into next year, this is only going to become a more serious problem. We need people to stay with this country. One thing I do want to say before the end is, although I say Haiti is a country with enormous systemic problems, which it is, if you look at Haiti just before this quake, it was just starting to come through. Preval's government will be the first government to run for full electoral term and hand over through an election to a subsequent administration. You're aware, of course, that he can't stand again constitutionally. The crime rate was going down. The economic situation was stabilizing. This is a country that was just finding its feet, and we can't forget that as we look at reconstruction as well. This is a huge setback, this earthquake, but there is underlying indicators that Haiti was on the up, and we need to stay with this country. It's going to be very difficult for Haiti to recover if it's forgotten next year.
Imogen Wall, spokesperson for the UN Humanitarian Agency, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.